Mr. Bond. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Welcome back to To Kill a Mockingbird, the podcast. This podcast is for Chapter 26. In Chapter 26 now, it is time for Scout to pick up her education again. Summer is over and school has started. At this point in the book, you might be saying, okay, this whole segment's only purpose is to reinforce the idea that Scout's education really comes from the real-life experiences she has and not from school. But we see that it's also a progressive education. We know that now she is maturing, she passes the Bradley house, and she's not afraid, which gives a sign of getting older or growing up. We see that her schooling now is broadened, instead of just being more or less around her town and her boundaries of being the local cases and stuff. Now we now have the case of the Nuremberg Laws reflected into this story. The Nuremberg Laws were created in the 1935-36 years. It defined the us and them in Germany. Jews were then deprived of all civil rights, and these laws defined what a Jew was, what constituted a Jew, and what rights partially Jewish citizens would be denied, and intermarriage was outlawed for the Jewish people. So these things happening in Germany in 1935 would definitely influence them over here. And she, her and Scout learning about this broadens her view of the world and her understanding of the world she lives in. You might want to look at the fact that Scout now has become a reasonable recluse. She has become a Boo Radley of sorts. She came to the conclusion that people were just peculiar. So I withdrew from them and never thought about them until I was forced to, quoting the book exactly. She has become a Boo Radley. She hides because everyone else is weird, strange, or wrong in a sense of civil rights equality, where she doesn't agree with them. So she becomes a recluse hiding away from society because she doesn't agree with them. You might want to look at the prejudice line where Atticus says that it is not okay to hate even Hitler. Why is that? Why is it not okay to hate even Hitler? So I might want to define that. What else should I say about this chapter? Cecil's Common is a classic. He doesn't know exactly why the Jews are being persecuted. They're supposed to change money or something, but that ain't no cause to persecute them. They're white, ain't they? Showing the ignorance of the world view and ignorance of the activities going on in Germany. Other than that, this chapter is mainly focused on the education and the passing of summers and Scout's memories. It shows how Scout grew up and how she remembers the past summers, but isn't really dwelling in them. All right, stay tuned next time for Chapter 27 and 28, done as one podcast next time. Thank you.
Mr. Bond. To Kill a Mockingbird.